The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Okay, we're recording. Stern Jesus here. I'm in the studio. We finally synced up with St. Peter time-wise to get a phone call instead of just the voicemails he's been sending from Mexico. For those of you who don't know, he is in Mexico searching for our former intern, poor little bald Chemo Suave, who has been languishing in Mexican ass-rape prison for about 5.5 years now. So Peter's in Mexico, and he's been leaving us voicemails from various stops. You've heard them on the show, of course, but we finally got him on the line here. Not live, but at least we don't record it because I'm in studio. St. Peter, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jesus.
Yeah. It's good to finally talk to you, man. How are things going down in Mexico?
I gotta say, Jesus, they really suck. I mean, it's like I got in the first prison. I went through all that trouble, and Chemo Suave wasn't even in the prison. He wasn't even there in the first one on the list. And you know, I was stuck in there for 3 days, Jesus. You know, I realized that once you get into prison, it's really, really hard to get out.
Right.
I've really decided, Jesus, I don't want to do this anymore. I just want to turn this thing around and come back to America. You know, I can do that intern stuff that Chemo Suave would have done, and I can just try to come back home.
I understand. It sucks. I understand you would like to come home.
Yeah.
So I feel this is the perfect time to let you know that over the past few weeks, you've been consuming large amounts of a slow-acting, a deadly poison. And if you don't get back here in a timely manner with Chemo Suave, you will not get the antidote from me, and you will die just a horrific, gut-wrenching death. You'll be shitting your intestines out of your asshole pretty much.
What's that now, Jesus?
I said, over the past few weeks, you've been consuming large amounts of a slow-acting, deadly poison. I have the antidote. If you don't get back here with Chemo Suave, you won't get the antidote, and you will die a terrible, terrible, catastrophic death.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. So what do you, what's your opinions now, your opinion now on getting Chemo Suave and bringing him back here?
Jesus, I'm going to get Chemo Suave, and I'm going to bring him back right there.
There we go.
To you.
There we go. Now we're on the same page, Peter.
Right.
Now we're working like a team.
Right. Let's do this.
All right.
Team Chemo.
All right. By the way, Peter, the poison, I really don't know how long it takes for it to take effect. So if I were you, I would get my ass moving to the next prison and
my God.
Chemo. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm going, right. Jesus. Here
right,
we go.
I'm going. Right, go.
I'm going.
Get going.
I'm
going,
Peter. I'm going.
All right. Is he gone? All right. It's a... of course, there is no poison. I don't know where the fuck I would get something like that. See, I knew at some point that St. Peter was going to get tired of this, and he would really rebel, and he would really just say, fuck it. You know, I mean, he can take a lot of punishment, but, you know, only so much. And he would want to come back here, so I'd have a little plan B. And now, on top of it all, he thinks if he don't get Chemo Suave back here, he's going to die a horrific death by shitting his intestines out of his asshole. It's like a bonus. Now, not only is he miserable, he's freaking out. Oh, that's great. It's classic. Classic radio shenanigans. All right, this is Stoner Jesus recorded. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner Jesus.
Oh. Check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well. But words are my shit. Fuck yeah. Welcome, everyone. We're live. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. CannabisRadio.com. It is May 5th, 2017. Cinco de Mayo. Welcome, everyone. We're live every Friday at High Noon Eastern Time. 9 a.m. Pacific on CannabisRadio.com. Chilling with you. A lot of shit going on today. Big Cinco de Mayo celebration. You heard the phone call. It'll be more with more looking back at the saga of Chemo Suave. As well, weed news. Dumb Mother's Day jokes. I'm just chock full of shit. In the second hour, we'll be hearing from Lady Bella Kush and the Northeast Slumber Party, the NE Slumber Party, at NE Slumber Party on Twitter. It is currently underway. We're going to check in with them, see how they're doing. If anyone in the chat room at the time will be eligible to win a free full cast XXX video from the NE Slumber Party. Go follow them on Twitter. Follow Lady Bella Kush, one of our more legendary guests. Maybe the most legendary guest. I don't know. She'd definitely be in the running if we had some kind of contest for a legendary guest. She'd be the first one in the running. So all that is coming up. Speaking of St. Peter, so I wasn't, but now I am. I have a voicemail from him. Been a long time since we heard from St. Peter. I haven't heard it yet. I'm sure it's just fucking brilliant. And all that. Coming up on High Noon with Stoner Jesus. Live on CannabisRadio.com. I'm on Twitter at StonerJesus420. Go check me out there. I'm going to email the show, StonerJesus420@gmail.com. If you're on the Facebook, make sure you search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Join our group for the show. That's where the hardcore fans of the show hang out. Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Also, make sure you check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/StonerJesus420. Doing a lot of videos on there. Have some technical issues. Trying a new strategy as far as that goes. We'll talk about that in a minute. I do want to tell you, as I said, all the places you know you can interact with the show. If you get in the chat room, Joe Destruction's already in the chat room. What up, son? Come check us out. Like I said, you have to be in the chat area. You're going to win that Triple X video in hour two. So get on that shit. If you're listening to this, you need a free Spreaker account if you don't have one. If you're listening to this on CannabisRadio.com, you can click the little thought bubble thing, and it'll bring you to the page with the chat area. Because I know a lot of you are listening. I see the plays going up. Maybe you just don't want to get a Spreaker account. You just want to fucking listen and be left alone. That's fine. Hey, man, I get it. I'm down with it. That's right. Why am I using an excessive amount of urban slang on Cinco de Mayo? I don't know. My fucking holidays mixed up. Essay. It is Cinco de Mayo, as I said. We're celebrating. It is Cinco de Mayo. Isn't that impressive? Isn't the fucking production work on this show impressive? What the fuck was I talking about? I don't know. Probably something about Facebook. Don't matter. I'm in a celebratory mood. Motherfuckers. Go check out the new stonerjesus.net. Brand new website, audio, info on the show. All that shit. It's enough. Okay, I get it. So anyway, information on the show, latest podcast, all that shit. StonerJesus.net. I'm also going to start posting interviews, old interviews, on there. And, see people like, that shit. I don't know. Maybe they won't. My John Dunsworth interview, Mr. Leahy, that's up on StonerJesus.net. Go check it. Also on StonerJesus.net, between now and May 19th, 2017, you have a chance to win some dope temporary tattoos from fans of Bob's Burgers will get that. The rest of you will just think I'm fucking retarded. Anyway, you can win some dope temporary tattoos from Tainted Tats. Go check out that page on sternjesus.net. It's easy. We're going to pick, you know, a few winners. And if people retweet it on Twitter and share it on Facebook, there's links to those posts on the page on sternjesus.net. So go check that out. Thanks to Tainted Tats. I did the unpackaging of the Tainted Tats package. If you want to see the tattoos, there's a picture on the page on sternjesus.net. And I did a Periscope video, which you can go check out as well on Periscope at sternjesus420. So thank you again to Tainted Tats. Go follow them on Twitter, tainedtats.com. They have tons of different designs for temporary tattoos. You know, you don't want to spend a couple hundred fucking bucks to get something permanently put on you. Maybe you want to switch it up. And you got a lot less money than that. So go check out tainedtats.com. Go check out the page on sternjesus.net for the giveaway. Now, before we get to St. Peter's voicemail, I'm sure you're all just waiting with bated breath. We have been doing some shit on the Facebook. I've been trying to do full shows on Facebook. And I've been putting a lot of pressure on myself to get the technical issues right for that show. Now, I'm beginning to realize, one, that a lot of this shit is out of my control. A lot of technical issues I'm just going to have to deal with. This is a new technology. It's just what it comes with. So we've been doing a lot of testing of different settings and things like that to make sure we get the audio and everything goes through. There's no choppiness and, you know, the audio from my mouth movements and the audio will be a little, you know, out of sync depending on what kind of device you're using and the speed of it and all that shit. There's nothing I can do about that either. I mean, I can be synced up on your phone, but you get on your computer and look at it and my mouth is like 2 seconds behind my words. I can't control that. I can't control how well Manicam encodes the shit. So I'm going to stop putting pressure on myself. We're going to do, we're going to take the Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live. We're going to cut it up into many parts. We did Weed News the other night. I have many other ideas for little mini shows. Stoner Jesus on Facebook Live. Minis. Or sliders, if you will. If you're into little hamburgers. That's basically what it is. We'll be able to, at the same time as we are testing different settings, we'll also be able to bring you some content, get some people in the chat room like we did the other night. Stoner Schizo was in there. And, you know, just fucking interact with people and get some information out there and some entertainment and build some momentum on Facebook with the Facebook page. And then hopefully we can build back up to the Sunday night shows, the full shows that will complement the mini shows. And we'll get back to business. The Facebook show, especially on Sunday night with our syndication deal, it has, you know, the potential to reach tons of people. Go look at those fucking videos. We're talking 3,500, 4,000, almost 5,000 views a video, reaching a brand new audience for the Stoner Jesus Show. And that's still a goal. We still need to do that, but we need to build up to it. And I need to put less pressure on myself. Calm down. It's all good. It's all good in the hood. It's not to say the technical issues still don't piss me off. They very much do. But, you know, sometimes you got to move on. Speaking of moving on, St. Peter left a voicemail. Well, last we heard, he was somewhere out west. He was finding himself, answering the questions of the universe or some shit like that. I don't know. Well, let's see what he's up to now. Voicemail from St. Peter.
Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus. It's me, Peter. Oh, I know it's been a while since I checked in. And I just wanted to call and say, you know, like, yo, what's up, dog? Anyway, it's been a really fucking rough few weeks. Man, it's been weird. Right now, I'm somewhere in Canada. I'm like working at like a bait and tackle shop in Canada. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure. I don't remember how I really came to have this job. I don't even remember how I got into Canada. I mean, it's just a whole fucking, it's a black hole, man. Yeah, you know, the fucking the chick with the meth, man, she fucked me up. I think she killed like a lot more brain cells than I'm used to. So I don't know how I got here, but I'm in Canada, and I work at a bait and tackle shop. I don't know why or how. I guess it doesn't matter. Everybody here seems like pretty cool. They all seem to like me. You know, they all call me the Worm Whisperer. I'm not sure what that means either. I don't get it, but they call me the Worm Whisperer, and then they giggle. I don't get it. I really don't understand much anymore. Jesus, I don't know what's going on. But yeah, I guess I'm going to do this for a while. I mean, I guess if this is what I meant to do, is like sell worms to people and like Rice Krispie treats and put on fucking hooks and catch fish. I guess that's what I'll do. I mean, I don't know at this point. I'm not even sure I can get back to the United States. I don't know the mechanisms of any of that. But like I said, I don't know how the fuck I got here, so I may be here forever. I don't know. Can you leave Canada? Is that allowed? I don't know. I don't know the laws. I know it's fucking, this is weird. Jesus. The whole thing's weird. This is weird. Last few weeks been weird. I don't know, man. So, yeah, I guess you're doing your dumb show.
Hey.
You're probably playing this for everybody. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
It's Worm Whisperer. Checking in. Again, I don't know what that means, but I kind of like it. I got some t-shirts printed up. The Worm Whisperer. It's cool. I don't know what's so funny about it, though. Anyway, Jesus, here's a question of the time, man. You know. Thank you.
The Worm Whisperer. Checking in. That would be a pretty dope t-shirt. St. Peter is the Worm Whisperer. So now he's in Canada. Did he say, can you leave Canada? I'm pretty sure you can. The whole thing is like East Berlin. Shenanigans. Peter's always up to shenanigans. Speaking of the shenanigans, in the second hour, I mentioned that we're going to pay a little tribute to Chemo Suave. I don't know where he is, what he's doing. Maybe he's listening now. If you're listening to this, Chemo Suave, big ups wherever you are. I normally don't do this, but in the second hour, at the beginning of the second hour, I'm going to play an extended clip from an old show. It's about 14 minutes long. I was looking through the archives and stuff last night, trying to find some stuff for Chemo in honor of Cinco de Mayo. And I came across a 14-minute clip from February 9th, 2015. So a little over about two years and 3 months ago. It was myself, I believe, Dank Raven, Stoner Schizo, Chemo Suave, and St. Peter all in studio. It was a trivia contest between Chemo Suave and St. Peter. I don't remember much about it, many of the specifics. I do remember it was fucking, it was a blast to do. The St. Peter Chemo Suave trivia contest. I vaguely remember we built it up a lot because, you know, a clash of the titans like that deserves a lot of promotion or whatever. So we had a lot of build up to the trivia contest. And Chemo Suave and St. Peter, they butted heads. They butted brains. Big brain butts. This is High Noon with Stoner Jesus live on CanvasRadio.com. We do it every Friday at noon Eastern time. Go check out the new StonerJesus.net for podcasts. We're also on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, iTunes, all those places. If you want to search Stoner Jesus on iHeart or whatever, you'll find us. But go check out StonerJesus.net anyway. Go listen on there also. If you listen to the show two or three times, whatever, man. What are you doing? What are you doing that's so fucking important? So what I got? What are we got coming up? Cinco de Mayo jokes. Yeah, that's... Oh, yeah, these are going to kill. These are going to kill. I've called them from the internet for your listening pleasure. You'll be R-O-F-L-ing all over the place. L-O-L-ing and L-M-A-O-ing. Oh, yeah, you know it. You know you want to L-M-A-O. Well, that's coming up. Phone line drone, by the way, 1-347-414-WEED. We're from the Ladies of the Northeast Slumber Party in Hour 2. Make sure you're in the chat area if you want to win a Triple X video from the ladies of the NE Slumber Party at NE Slumber Party on Twitter. Biatch!
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net or go to KindSoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers,
soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on and on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
You're listening to the Stoner Jesus Show. Not only can Stoner Jesus Show podcast be found on stonerjesus.net, you can also find them on cannabisradio.com. You can also find the show by searching Stoner Jesus on Spreaker.com and the Spreaker Radio app, also the Stitcher Radio app, iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, and iHeart.com. If you want the links to all of these, go to stonerjesus.net in the top menu bar. There's a page that says Listen to the Stoner Jesus Show. There you can find all the different ways you can listen to the Stoner Jesus Show podcast. All other information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemp Inc., that's the point. Download and play while you yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Listening live and on podcast. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. We live every Friday, noon Eastern Time on CannabisRadio.com. As we are doing today, Cinco de Mayo. Now, before we went to break, I believe I said, and I have to check the tape, I believe I said Mother's Day jokes. We were doing, but I'm going to save those for next week. I got Cinco de Mayo jokes. Oh, I think after we do this, we're probably not going to do them anymore. But our Mother's Day special would be next week, because Mother's Day, I believe, is the 14th, so the 12th would be our Mother's Day special. These are Cinco de Mayo jokes and other, various things. I've been looking through these and, there's also Cinco de Mayo trivia and interesting facts about Mexico. I don't think that's all that interesting, but it doesn't matter. Let's check out what we got. Feel free to use these. I stole these from the internet, so, it doesn't matter. You're not hurting me any. Funny jokes for Cinco de Mayo. What were the names of the two Mexican firefighting brothers? Jose A and Jose B. See, because, it's Jose spelled H-O-S-E. Moving on. Why? Why doesn't Mexico have an Olympic team? Because every Mexican that can run, jump, and swim is already across the border in the USA. There you go. Moving on.
Did you hear about the Mexican who threw his wife over a cliff? When the police officer asked him why he'd done it, he said, tequila, tequila. And that actually kind of works on two levels. That's not bad. Because it sounds like he's saying to kill her, and also maybe he was drunk on tequila, and that's why he did it. Okay, you know what? I'll give you that one. What kind of cans are there in Mexico? Mexicans. You loving this shit yet? Let's do a couple more. After all these years, it's still embarrassing for me to play on the American Golf Tour. Like at the time, this is from Chichi Rodriguez who played golf. After all these years, it's still embarrassing for me to play on the American Golf Tour. Like the time I asked my caddy for a sandwich, and he came back 10 minutes later with a ham on rye. You had enough yet? You ready? You ready to throw in the towel, motherfucker? How about this one? Two Mexican detectives were investigating the murder of Juan Gonzalez. How was he killed? Asked one detective. With a golf gun, the other detective replied. A golf gun? What's a golf gun? I don't know, but it sure made a hole in Juan. Yeah, I bet you've had enough now, haven't you? You're sorry you ever fucked with me? Let's do this one's a little bit better. We'll do one more in honor of Cinco de Mayo. These dope fucking Cinco de Mayo jokes. Most people don't know that back in 1912, Hellman's mayonnaise was manufactured in England. In fact, the Titanic was carrying 12,000 jars of the condiment scheduled for delivery in Veracruz, Mexico, which was to be the next port of call for the great ship after a stop in New York. This would have been the largest single shipment of mayonnaise ever delivered to Mexico. But as we know, the great ship did not make it to New York. The ship hit an iceberg and sank, hence the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, and the cargo was forever lost. The people of Mexico, who were crazy about mayonnaise and were eagerly waiting its delivery, were disconsolate at the loss. Their anguish was so great that they declared a national day of mourning, which they still observe to this day. The National Day of Mourning occurs every year on May 5th and is known, of course, as Cinco de Mayo. As in the ship sank. Cinco. Yes, thank you, everybody. Some Cinco de Mayo jokes. We got weed news. We got weed news coming up. Hell yeah. But I don't know how we're going to top that. I don't think we can. But we'll try. I'll give it my best shot. That's my promise to you. I will give it my best shot to top that last segment. Weed news coming up. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, May 5th, 2017. Cinco de Mayo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Get ready to hear something good about cannabis.
I give you Jasmine Huff.
Tell us a little bit about Jasmine. Give us the good news about how you've gotten to where you are today.
Like all good children, I rejected my parents' values and ran off to become a capitalist in New York City and did a lot of work with an organization called Women 2.0. Looking at the cannabis industry, I said, you know what? Here we have a brand new industry. It's going to be a $1 billion industry. And the rules of who leads this industry and who funds this industry haven't been written yet.
Good news. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Growing green to generate more green.
Talking with multi-cup award winner Maya Elizabeth.
The Grow Show with Kyle Gushman.
I've always followed Whoopi, and I think she's fantastic. I've followed her advocacy over the years. Tell me a little bit how you think partnering with a mainstream high-profile figure actually benefits the cannabis community as a whole.
I have infinite respect for Whoopi Goldberg. I wouldn't just partner with any into that kind of thing. I'm into cannabis medicine, and I'm into making quality products that people can find relief from. So to hear that her vision was actually the same, it's been beyond a dream to manifest.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman, only on CannabisRadio.com. It's time to Hemp Presents
with Inadina Stanger.
I say to you with all the fervor of my soul that God intended men to be free. Rebellion against tyranny is a righteous cause. And I believe that with every ounce of my soul, we are fighting a righteous cause because people need nature.
Marijuana! Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio.
Sweet sativa.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the host of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us. Next to THC and CBD, you can now add CBR to your cannabis vernacular. CBR as in CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
You're going to be a
great granddad.
Pretty cool.
Morgan is Ray Dawn's son. Morgan and his wife Tracy, they've been trying to have a baby for quite some time. Did you hear what I said to Morgan?
What?
Do you know who the father is?
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised. Now, here's cannabis news coverage you can count on. From the Stoner Jesus Show's Cannabis Radio Newsroom, inside the rectory, this is Weed News.
Ah, yeah. High Noon with Stoner Jesus live on Friday, May 5th, 2017, Cinco de Mayo. Arriba, arriba, andale. We're here every Friday at high noon Eastern Time on CannabisRadio.com. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. Coming up next hour, we got the ladies from the Northeast Slumber Party, led by Lady Bella Kush. You're going to have to be in the chat area if you want to win or have a chance to win a free XXX triple X porn video with the full cast of the Northeast Slumber Party at Any Slumber Party on Twitter. When I say full cast, that means all of them together doing stuff to each other. Yeah, you heard me. That's right. Put your hand out of your pants and direct yourself to the chat area, you bitch. It's time for Weed News, as I said. With that kind of intro, get our Weed News from Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. It's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. You can also find some of my writing on marijuanatimes.org. This is from thecalifornian.com. California releases plan to regulate medical marijuana industry. California on Friday, which is last month, detailed plans to regulate its multi-billion-dollar medical marijuana industry for the first time since the Golden State legalized cannabis as medicine more than 20 years ago. The proposed plan, drafted in three parts by three different state agencies, you already see where this is going, lays out standards for any marijuana business that wants to get licensed by the state, with rules for everything from how late pot shops can stay open and how big farms can be to how much weed shops would be allowed to sell to patients in a single day. The 211 pages of regulations aren't law yet. They're now open for public comment. The state plans to take feedback in writing through a series of public hearings over the next 45 days, before getting a final set of rules in place to start issuing licenses by January 1st, 18. So let's recap some key phrases. Drafted in three parts by three different state agencies. Has rules from everything from how late pot shops can stay open, how big farms can be, how much weed shops can be allowed to sell in a single day, and 211 pages of regulations. What the fuck? And I know I've said this before on the show, and I'll continue to say it. The number one thing that worries me about marijuana legalization is that the government's going to fuck it up. See, marijuana, cannabis, whatever, is still seen as something dangerous. It's a dangerous product that needs to be tightly controlled. What are the phrases that are coming out of Canada? Because this is going on in Canada right now. Tightly controlled, heavily regulated. Whenever you see the phrases tightly controlled and heavily regulated, that means they're going to take a big fucking regulation dildo and shove it up the ass of the industry. The marijuana industry has so much potential to create jobs. But the government, they can't let that shit be. They can't let that shit be. 211 pages of regulations. I bet I can do it in five. Five. Give me five fucking pages. And I don't know how, you know, there's double spaced or what the fucking font size is. Give me five fucking pages. I can draw up regulations for the entire goddamn thing. Pot shops are easy. Here's a license. Here's how much it is. If you want this motherfucking license, check ID. If you don't check ID, we're going to take your fucking license from you. Done. You're going to set a tax rate? Set a fucking tax rate. That's one line. That's one line. 5% on wholesale sales. 8% sales tax. It's a half a sentence. It's like a half a line. You fit in another sentence after that on that same line. But they got to nitpick. They got to fucking regulate and rule and control every single part. And that's exactly what's going to happen in Canada. And later this year, they're supposed to release their recreational marijuana industry regulations. And they say they're going to be pretty similar to this. So it'll be another couple hundred pages. What you can do, what you can't do. Every part of your background has got to be checked off. The other night on Weed News on Facebook, we did a story about the state of Washington had to pass a law so that pot shops would be able to give away free lock boxes to people who come in and ask for them. And there's a bunch of rules for that. They can't use it as a sales gimmick. They can't say, hey, you can get this if you buy some weed. They have to give them away, but they had to pass a law to allow them to give away because the restrictions are so tight on the pot shops up there that it was against the rules. It was against the rules for a private business to give away free lock boxes so people could lock up their edibles and shit and keep away from their kids and roommates or whatnot. This is where we're heading. They're going to fuck it up. They're going to fuck it up. And it will still be an improvement over prohibition. So everybody's going to be like, yeah, that's great, man. That's great. But it's going to be so many possible jobs, so much possible economic activity that'll never, ever happen because of shit like this. I don't know, man. I don't know. This has always bothered me, and it bothers me more as days go by, that the government isn't the ones in charge of this shit. Because, as you know, they're not repealing the prohibition laws. They're just adding new structures on top of that that negate those laws and say, here's what you do and you can't do. They could just fucking repeal the laws, but no, they don't do that. They don't do that for a reason. How about this? Our favorite fat bastard, Chris Christie, NJ.com. This thing's taking forever to come up. Come on, man. Christie hammers backers of legalizing marijuana in New Jersey, calls it beyond stupidity. Apparently we have some audio. The fat fuck himself. Let's check that out.
It's crazy. We're dying here. You all have to speak out against it. Because believe me, the professional pot lobby, which is only about making money off this, is going to spend the money they need to get this legalized. And watch what happens in your hospitals. Watch what happens in your medical practices. Watch what happens in your neighborhoods. I can't wait.
Nothing. The answer is nothing is going to happen in your emergency rooms, your neighborhoods. We've seen in Colorado, Washington, nothing happens. More teens aren't using. There's not fucking stone drivers killing people on the roads. It's not happening.
You know, people aren't going to yell and scream when the first headshot opens in Newark or Patterson or Camden or Trenton. But man, I can't wait for the first one to open in Short Hills. I can't wait for the first one to open in my old hometown of Livingston. I can't wait until it comes to Cherry Hill. All of a sudden, it's going to be a different ballgame then. And then what's that mean? It's okay to do this just in our cities with our urban population, but keep it away from our godforsaken suburbs? You all, many of you in this audience, live in those suburbs. I don't care where you are. Let's go to Margate, down Atlantic County. I can't wait to see the town council considering that, you know, variance.
There's a whole lot of nothing. He's spouting a whole lot of fucking nothing. I'm having people in the chat room. Let me know if the audio was good. The fucking audio in my headphones is shit. It's absolute shit. Hold on. Annoying the fuck out of me. God damn it. I hear myself now. Hello? Well, that's better. Okay. God damn. It's fucking horrible, man. Anyway, those of you listening at home, you got the point. He has nothing to back up what he says about marijuana being some kind of fucking dangerous thing. Joe Destruction says, sounds fine here. The Christie audio was a little muffled. Yeah, that was them. So yeah, that was just my headphones. It made it sound like shit to me. I think I fixed it though. It sounds better now. Anyway, he has nothing to back up what he says about weed. Nothing at all. He brings out the old tired shit about gateway drug and so on and so forth. Things that have been disproven time and time again to claim that there's going to be some fucking massive blowback from these shops opening when it hasn't happened in Colorado. It hasn't happened in Washington. Hasn't happened in Oregon. Some towns and councils, yeah, they say, no, we don't want this. That's the way it is. I'm sure that's the way it's going to be. Local towns and counties and shit will be able to say whether or not they want pot shops in their area, which is fine with me. Fuck it. You want to be next to a county that does have pot shops? See how much economic activity leaves your town or your county. So many jobs they're creating. And a lot of these other counties and cities will see that. And they'll be like, well, fuck this, man. We're going to do this too. They'll come around. There's very few places in this country you can't buy alcohol. A lot of them are in the state that I'm in, Kentucky. I'm pretty sure there's a lot in Pennsylvania too. Most places in the United States, you can buy alcohol. Some places you can't. You know, that's the way it's going to be. But for him, he just fucking just spouts this dumb shit. Just stands up there all fat. It's dumb. Things that are demonstrably false. The gateway theory is bullshit. It's been disproven time and time and time again. And the stone driving, the increased teen use, none of that's happening. Now, some more kids going to the ER and more calls to poison control because kids, you know, ate an edible or something accidentally. Sure. A lot of that could be due to the fact that people were just aren't when they were lying before and said, oh, well, he got into some fucking cleaner or something. They said, no, little Johnny ate my fucking pot brownie. Little bastard. Thing cost me $50. Think you can reclaim that for me? If I bring him in, can you pump his fucking stomach and get my goddamn expensive brownie back? But even those numbers are just fractional, infinitesimal. We're talking about, you know, like a couple dozen kids. So they got into some weed. Okay. Of course, that brings down all, well, you know, we have to have the packaging and the childproof packaging and the labels and all that shit. Fine. But none of the things Prohibition said were going to happen are happening. But it's fucking magically, they're going to happen in New Jersey. It's all going to happen in New Jersey because it didn't happen anywhere else, but New Jersey's special. Fucking swamp hole. So anyway, that's weed news. Go check out our other weed news on Facebook, facebook.com/stonerjesus420. We do it every week here at high noon with Stoner Jesus on cannabisradio.com. That's pretty much going to end hour one. It's a little bit early, but I'm going to have plenty of time because, like I said, this clip coming up of Chemo Suave versus St. Peter locked in a trivia battle is almost 15 minutes long. I rarely do something like that. I play a clip that long from an old show. But I saw it and I was like, I got to play this. I don't remember many specifics, like I said, but I remember it was a fucking blast. And how couldn't it be? Chemo Suave in studio with St. Peter, Stoner Schizo, Dank Raven, and myself. It was crazy. It was from February 9th, 2015. That will be coming up in hour two. This is the hour one. As I said, high noon with Stoner Jesus live on CannabisRadio.com. We do it every Friday at noon. Hence the name, High Noon. We'll also check in with the ladies of the Northeast Slumber Party in the next hour as well. So don't miss it.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
From dabs to chivas, sativas to indicas, we roll out a whole concentrate of fresh new content every week. It's like going from the greenhouse to the dispensary. CannabisRadio.com.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.